Sculptor and installation artist Kylie Chun has just had an opportunity that's all too rare for Hawaii artists to discuss her work with an international audience and, through it, share concerns that are specific to life in the islands. She and her colleague Kapulani Landgraf traveled to the Venice 2015 Biennale last month as part of an exhibition of indigenous art from around the world. In the process, they opened an important avenue of communication with the art world beyond Hawaii, and she's on the line to tell us about it. Good morning, Kylie.
Good morning, Chris. Aloha, and thank you for having me on.
This was pretty exciting, wasn't it?
Oh, it was an amazing experience, one that I think more artists should take advantage of if they have the opportunity.
Give me just a description of what it was that happened, Kylie, if you would.
Well, we were sponsored by the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation. We both, Kapulani and I, were awarded fellowships with that organization, and they supported our efforts to go beyond the shores of Hawaii, show our work beyond Hawaii, and an opportunity came up to attend the Biennale this year, and so without their support, of course, we wouldn't have been able to go, but we went on this trip to look at art, essentially, and of course, the Venice Biennale, you know, is the most prestigious contemporary art exhibition in the world. So it's important for artists to look at art, and that's exactly what we did.
The art world has got sort of, as you say, it is the most prestigious exhibition, but it's also the art world has a very, I don't know what to call it, kind of a structure built into it that, it makes it difficult to break in. Is that an accurate thing to say?
Sure, it is. As, you know, anything in life, you know, politics are a formidable blockade sometimes.
Yeah.
But, everyone just has to do their best to work within and around the system that's in place. And it was, for example, they had two main areas of the Biennale. One is the Giardini, where most of the country pavilions are located.
Mm-hmm.
And then you had the Arsenale, which is the larger curated exhibition that includes many artists from different countries. But I happened to come upon a friend's work that happened to be in the Arsenale, and that was Keith Calhoun and Chandra McCormick, who I met in a residency at the Joan Mitchell Center in New Orleans, Louisiana. And so it's exciting, and it's really hopeful, brings hope to all of us that, you know, it's possible for your work to be recognized beyond your own home state and beyond your own country as well. So,
well,
Kylie, you know,
what was this the exhibit that where you spoke and you did a lecture, right?
Yes,
this was
did.
part of an exhibit of indigenous, so-called indigenous art, right?
Yes, the it was a type of collateral event. So you have the formal Giardini Arsenale exhibitions, and then you have collateral events. And then you have other not formally associated exhibitions that happen at the same time as the Biennale, because the whole world goes to Venice during that time between, you know, now and November. And so Gani Sa was the exhibition put on by three Native American artists, curated by Nancy Myflow. And the artists were Marcella Ernest, Maria Hupfield, and Kelly Mashburn.
Well,
and so we went along with them.
I'm sometimes when I see the work of artists kind of labeled by their ethnicity, by their culture, I wonder if that isn't, in a way, sort of putting you almost marginalizing the art.
Yes.
Is that at all fair to say?
That is fair to say. And I think it's interesting because it goes to, you know, both ways. I think Lenny and I are very proud to be called Hawaiian artists.
Sure.
And we produce Hawaiian work because we are Hawaiian and we approach it from a Hawaiian perspective.
But at the same time, art is art, right? You want it to be able to just consider it as the thing itself, not having to know anything about you, where you were born. Am I right?
Yeah, I think it's important for our work to speak about the issues that we're concerned with.
Mm-hmm.
And we both happen to focus primarily on Native Hawaiian issues. And it's interesting in the Hawaii community that sometimes when you're introduced as a Hawaiian artist or your work is introduced as Hawaiian art, people tend to think of it in a traditional sense.
Yeah.
And they don't have an appreciation for the contemporary response and use of materials that is important for us to utilize today. I mean, we're, you know, it's 2015, and we you know, it, there is still value and worth in doing things the traditional way and using traditional material. But it's also, you know, very extremely important for us to be using new materials.
Well, Kaylee, like all artists, you just want the boundaries around you taken down, right?
And correct.
I'm afraid we've kind of run out of time, but I really thank you for taking the time to talk with us this morning. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Chris. It was a pleasure.
My pleasure.
Aloha.
Kaylee Chun is an artist who was awarded a fellowship from the Native Arts and Cultures Foundation in 2014. And last month, she and fellow Hawaii artist Kapolani Landgraf traveled to the Venice 2015 Biennale as part of the exhibit Ganita. And you can learn more about it on our Hawaii Conversation Facebook page.